George Osborne's the king of cotton.
Kyokushin, last two jump outs have been terrific. He gets a chance to run a really good race at his first start today.
What would be your best?
Look, I'd probably say Kyokushin each way will be my tip for the day.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Kyokushin hit the lead. Kyokushin won it by a length.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We need to lift in the early mail in a big, big way. We're going to check in with the Causton stable very, very shortly. But we're playing at Sandown today. Kane McCartan is the track manager and he joins us. Kane, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Morning, guys. How are we?
We're good. We're just slightly concerned about some forecast of showers later. What's your read on the day here in Melbourne?
Yeah, well, they're currently saying some later showers this afternoon, so you're right there. I'm just looking at the radar. It's sort of all around us at the moment, but it's not like obviously overly sort of daunting, but I'd suggest we probably get something, but I don't think it'll be a huge amount, but then again, we never know with the Bureau.
We've had a bit of everything in the last week, so how's the track for today?
Yeah, good. So we go back into the true location on Hillside. We haven't been there since the Underwood sort of meeting back in September, so it's had a really good break, and we've had a reno in that period too, so it presents with a good cover of grass from the rail out. I'd suspect that it walks even, it'll race even, and like for the six come up a 8.6 this morning, and with a shear of 10.9.
Sounds very good to us. Kane, thank you. We appreciate your time and good racing today.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Now we've got Dom Sutton here, assistant trainer for Troy Corsons. Morning, Dom.
Morning, guys. How are we?
You've got four going to Sandown. I'm pretty excited about your first runner. Race two, number nine, Savonia, who having its second start after a spell and led and impressed in its first outing.
Yeah, she's a lovely filly going forward. She's just taken a little bit of time to come to hand. She's quite an immature filly as a two-year-old, so we gave her plenty of time and she's come back and she looks to be in really good order.
This is good. And then over the race six, you got the Toppy Succeed indeed, who's resuming. Hasn't won first up before.
Yeah, she's a nice staying mare, resuming. Probably short of what she wants today, but she's been really sharp in her jump out, so expecting a really good old run from her first up. It'll be a nice each way chance, but she'll probably find the trip a little bit short today.
$18 each way, we'll take that. Now, race seven, number two, Brasada. You got Ollie on, and it was a bit unlucky last start, held up.
Yeah, that's sort of been the story of his preparation, really. He's been unlucky the whole way through. He's just got that sort of pattern where he gets back and runs on, so he finds a lot of bad luck normally. I think the barrier's a plus today, drawing out on him, and also back to the Hillside. So hopefully with a good steer from Ollie, he should be in the money again.
So Hillside rail true, we suspect running on, everyone will get their chance?
Yeah, hopefully. And obviously they've had a bit of a break since their last meeting, so he should play fairly today.
And in the last, you've got number 16, Look Sharpish, who's also resuming.
Yeah, another staying mare resuming. She just lost her way a little bit the last couple of preps. On her day, she's got some good ability. Actually, she ran second to Still a Star in the Tassie Oaks a few preparations ago. And she's just always been plagued with a few niggling issues. However, coming back this prep, I think it's probably the best we've had her. So really hoping for a big preparation with her. Obviously, today's short of what she wants, but she's actually trialled up the sharpest she's ever trialled up. She won a trial the other day, which she's never done in her life. So hopefully, she can run on and be finishing, you know, in the first half.
Wow, she's 70-1 today. All right, Dom, you got Ollie on a couple of them. You've got several of them good chances. Which one, and I will be having a bet, should I have a dollar on?
I'd probably say Savonia today. Probably Brasada. They're the two that are probably our winning chances. And then the two mares, they're probably ones to look out for, second and third up.
Perfect. You're a good man. Thanks, Dom.
Cheers. Thank you.
So race two, number nine, and race six, number one is an each-way play. Race seven, number two.
Yes, three little devils. And I just noticed we're on twilight hours.
Yes. Yeah.
I was getting all excited. I'm going to do it around lunchtime of the creek. No, this is like tea break.
What time is race one?
3:40.
See, I think that's good.
Oh, I'm a big fan of that.
Because that's just going to... It does bring the showers into play because, as we heard, the showers aren't coming until this afternoon, but that kind of just ties in nicely with the cricket and some other things we've got going on today,
And then
Scotty.
There's apparently a double Big Bash operation after the Ashes first day. Are you onto this? Like, if you're a, I won't be viewing all of this rubbish, but
tonight,
you can watch cricket from 11 till probably midnight because they've got the Perth game. They whack on at like 9:30 or something.
Let me check this out.
No, I'm across.
No, everything. I'm not doubting you.
Oh, there was a seed of doubt in your voice. This strange look going, what is he banging on about?
There actually was, wasn't there? It was almost a bit condescending by me. I'm
no,
sorry.
No, I mean, to be honest, I would be doubting what I'd say on this sort of stuff, but I just saw an ad and they kept pumping it up.
So now the timing of this is interesting.
6:30.
I didn't know it was starting at 6:30 tonight. So Hobart versus Sydney in Launceston, which can be a funny kind of wicket, that Launceston wicket, because it's not a true cricket ground in the sense of the word. It's a bit of a drop-in deck. Right. Actually, it's not a drop-in deck, but they have to work pretty hard to grow it. So Hobart versus Sydney, our first look at the Hurricanes, and they have got a lot of injuries. So I think the Sixers should be pretty good there. And then the Scorchers, the Heat at 9:30 Melbourne time.
There you go. It's a bonanza. You and your two-year-old child will still be up then.
Nah, not...
Soaking it all in.
Nah, not...
In your whites.
I don't think I'll be seeing much of the 9:30 game.
You think you're done?
Nah, not what we need to be in here doing our thing in the morning.
We just watch all sport.
Don't think I'll see a lot of the Perth Scorchers and the Brisbane Heat.